I mean, I had sort of forgotten about it, to tell you the truth. Yeah. I wrote it back in the mid-90s in order to be a sort of catapult to fling Digital Domain ahead of ILM and some of the other houses in terms of 3D character development.
Yeah.
Because that's where we were weak. We were kind of ruling, at the time, we were ruling on 2D composite. We had the best color space around and the best composite system around. But we were way behind on creature development because, you know, we were cutting our teeth on films like True Lies and Apollo 13 and Titanic that were all, you know, didn't have any of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought, all right, fuck it, I'm going to go way out in front. And so I created something that was, like, way, way out in front.
Yeah.
And when I took it to the Digital Domain guys to break down, they said, dude, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
They really did. They said, we can't do this. And it's going to either cost an insane amount of money, like building the pyramids, or it just simply won't be possible. So I said, all right, fine. So I shoved it in a drawer and forgot about it.
And the technology and caught up?
It did. And then I was watching, I think it was the second Lord of the Rings film, you know, where Gollum has the soliloquy with himself, you know. And I thought, oh, we can do it now.
Yeah.
If they can do that, we can do Avatar. Now, we've got to look at economies of scale, because that's one short scene, and can we do a whole film that way?
Yeah.
But at least it was now officially possible.
Yeah.
So then...